This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners today. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in today to hear a word from you. And I pray, and I know they won't be disappointed because we know where you speak in your word. Lord, I ask for your blessings now and everyone that's tuned in today. Lead, guide, speak, instruct each and every one of us, Lord. Speak to us through your word today now. Empower us to be doers of your word, not just hearers. Help us to get out of the middle of the road today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for taking the time to be with me. We are in the middle of a verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. I've heard back from a lot of people lately who enjoy the program, and I'm just so grateful you've taken the time. To God be the glory. You enjoy the program because you love the Word, and I'm excited about the Word. I love teaching it, and I love these 15-minute programs. We go at this in short bursts every day. Now, our short burst today is going to take us to the sixth seal, Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. Prior to getting into that again, let me invite everyone out to Island Community Church, where this week we are looking at the I in TULIP, which stands for Irresistible Grace. That's the question we're looking at this week. Is the grace of God irresistible? Or another question is, can you say no to the grace of God when He is leading you and drawing you towards repentance and salvation? That's what we're looking at. The I in TULIP. We're in this 5-week study looking at the sovereignty of God. We've got this week left, and then P would be the perseverance of the saints. That'll be the following Sunday. Sunday morning at 10:30, Island Community Church. We'd love to see you there. I would love to see you. Now, in the meantime here today, Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. Now, the Lord's been opening up these seals here. And the first four seals were the first four riders, known traditionally as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Of course, apocalypse is the Greek name for this book, Apocalypsis, Revelation. Uncovering, unveiling, what the word means. Now, the four horsemen were the first four seals. The fifth seal, when he opened that, we see two people under the altar who were killed on account of a 2,000-year-old problem, and that is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we looked at that in a past program on Monday, and I was showing you anyone who is intolerant of the Word of God and intolerant of Jesus Christ and the message of Jesus Christ is a child of Satan. That's what Jesus calls them in John 8:44, which he told his fellow Jews, his next-door neighbors, he told them Satan was their father. You see, there's more to that than meets the eye. You are either a child of Satan or you are a child of God. And these are some reminders to help you understand who is what. Someone who hates the Word of God and is intolerant of the Bible is a child of Satan. Someone who is intolerant of the person of Jesus Christ. Ever met anybody like that? Have you ever read any of the stories from Tim Tebow bowing a knee, praising Jesus Christ? Have you read or seen how much disdain, how much hatred there is for that man for acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord? Now, there's been many, many other people as well. Here under the altar, there's two other guys. And that's future, but John was on the island of Patmos 2,000 years ago for the same thing. I, John, your fellow, what does he say again? Partner in tribulation, was on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. See, this is, it's been going on since the Son of God lived and died, was crucified, and was raised up again. There is an intolerance for Jesus Christ. And this is how you can identify a child of Satan, as someone who is intolerant of the word. Intolerant. You know, have you ever seen a school that's intolerant of the Bible? Look behind the mask. Have you met a school system, organization, union? How big do you want to get it that's intolerant of the Bible? Ever seen a school system, school program, school teachers, school boards, school unions intolerant of Jesus Christ? Look behind the mask, friend, and indeed you will identify the child of Satan and the child of God. To contrast that, I encourage you to read Psalm 119. It's a long psalm. It's 176 verses, but you'll find the child of God in that psalm right there. And we'll leave that right there. So that's what's going on here in this chapter. Those are the first five seals. Now, verse 12, we see the sixth seal. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. Reminds me of that blood moon. It just happened a couple weeks ago here, October the 8th. The next blood moon is April the 4th, 2015, and then September 28th. On Passover is another blood moon. It seems like things happen on these days. But here it's going to be an earthquake, or it's going to be a earthquake and then a volcano probably, and the damage and the dust and the fumes and the molten lava shooting up 20 miles up into the sky is going to be the cause of this, probably. I saw when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth. This is verse 13. Like a fig tree casting its untimely figs, being shaken by a mighty wind. All right, now here, I want to look at the opening of this seal from ground level this time. We've just looked at it from up above. Now I want to take you back down here to the earth and look and see what all this looks like this time on the ground, looking up instead of up there looking down. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. The Lord Jesus speaking. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Notice what happens right after this. Verse 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, better word, wail. All the tribes of the earth will wail, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. All right, now hold that thought here. All the tribes of the earth will wail. Now back to chapter 6, Revelation 6. Then the sky was split like a scroll being rolled up. Every mountain and island were removed out of their places. The kings of the earth and the magnates and the high-ranking military men, the rich and the mighty, every slave and every free man, they hid themselves in the caves and in the crags of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and crags, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who is able to stand? And that's Revelation chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. But I want you to look here, look at the response I just read to you of the people. You can read the same thing in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "Behold, he's coming in the clouds." And it says that the people will wail. And here, it's the same Greek word here in Matthew chapter 24. It says, "All the tribes of the earth will mourn." Now, isn't this an interesting response to this? The Greek word there is a form of the word kolpos, which means chest. It means, this Greek word means to beat one's chest in agony. Interesting response. You would think at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, people would cheer and shout and say, "Hallelujah, here comes the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to put an end to all this." But this is not what happens, you see. When he comes back, it says the whole world wails. Why? This is why. If you can picture this, this is a hard picture for radio. But when he comes back, you see, everyone's going to look up, and then they're going to look down. And when they look down, they're going to look at their right hand, you see, because they can't look at their forehead. They're going to look on their right hand, and they're going to see their 666. Then they're going to look up again. Then they're going to wail. Then they're going to wail. That's why the people wail. When they look up, they look down and see they've been deceived, and they wail. You see, people wouldn't do this on purpose. You see, people are deceived. They've always been deceived. Eve said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." People have always been deceived and to do this. Do you think Eve would have done what she did if she would have known? If they would have said to her, if Satan would have said to her, "You partake of this fruit, you will cause little children to die of cancer. You will cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross." Do you think she would have done what she did? No way. Do you think Judas would have done what he did? It says, Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, Judas, when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he turned, he hurled the money into the temple and cried out and said, "I've sinned. I've sinned." Judas was deceived. Eve was deceived. These at the end of the age, likewise, will be deceived. That's why they wail. They've been snowed by the enemy. They're hungry. They've gone 3.5 years. No rain falls during the days of their prophecy. They've gone 3.5 years with no water. They're thirsty. They'll do anything. Just like Satan said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. That's what the devil thinks until we prove him wrong. That's what he thinks of you and me. You will do anything to save your hide. And now here's a whole world full of people looking up, seeing the Son of God, looking down, seeing what they got on their hand, and wail. The Lord Jesus Christ, when they asked him, "What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age?" He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.